This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We are commercial free. No reason to go anywhere else as we get you to your weekend as quickly as possible. Thanks for checking out the Friday edition of Sean and RJ along with Cowboys insider Bobby Belt.
Let's talk about the offensive line. Zach Martin is retired. He is on his way out. Sad time. A lot of somber messages from former NFL or from current NFL players. Different guys talking about how great he is. I think Lane Johnson just threw out a tweet saying best ever to do it. So going to be in a period of change. And there's a lot of questions right now about how is Terrence Steele going to bounce back? How is Tyler Guyton going to bounce back? Should Tyler Guyton be flipped to the other side of the line? Should Brock Hoffman play guard or center? What should we do? There's a lot of different things, a lot of different changes. And with what did I do?
You didn't do anything. Real quick, one other note on Zach. Nick Eatman will join us to recap his career from DallasCowboys.com at 8 o'clock. But you know how everything basketball-related right now gets pointed towards Nico, whether he's involved or not, because we have so much vengeance and anger and frustration? The same thing happened yesterday with Jerry and Steven.
Oh.
People are now adding to the Cowboy list of legacy players who are leaving here without anything close to a championship. Romo, Witten, Dez. By the way, when Dez saw a list of this, he responded with a Jason Garrett, slow head, wise-eyed open gif. He has it in for Jason, man. He goes after Jay Jeezy a ton.
I guess he and Micah are good now, though. They've squashed whatever weird tension they had. Micah and Dez are good now because Micah was like, this list will end soon. And Dez was like, I'll be celebrating there with you, brother, or something like that.
Romo, Witten, Dez, Tyron, Travis, Sean Lee, DeMarcus Ware, you could throw in your Greg Ellis's if you want, and now Zach Martin leaving with nothing close to a Super Bowl appearance, and people turn that on Jerry and Steven.
Yeah, it is a little bit like it's same, like you said, same sort of thing as Nico, just blaming it. By the way, I was going on a sales call yesterday, and there was a mix-up, and the person we were going to go hang out with was like, oh my gosh, sorry, missed my calendar. Let's reschedule. He's very apologetic. And then he's like, look, if you need to, just blame Nico Harrison for it. I'm sure he's probably responsible somehow for me not making it. All right, so let's listen to the new Cowboys offensive line coach, Connor Riley, because there are a lot of questions about how can they rebuild the offensive line. To me, I think the biggest factor in determining whether or not the Cowboys will bounce back next year is the offensive line good or not.
Who's the Zach replacement?
Tyler.
I think the Zach replacement right now is probably Hoffman. But here's the only thing about it is that it's like Joe Philbin had his favorites, right? Like Joe Philbin loved Terrence Steele. Mike Solari had his favorites. Mike Solari loved Brock Hoffman. So when Clayton Adams gets in here and Connor Riley, who coached Cooper Beebe at Kansas State, we're going to learn probably next week a little bit when we're out at the Combine in Indianapolis. We're going to learn a little bit and hear a little bit about who their favorites are and who they like. So right now we don't know. They may really love TJ Bass. Those two coaches may like him. They may have somebody in the draft or a free agent that they really like. Will Hernandez is a free agent from Arizona. That was somebody Clayton Adams coached. Does he just love him and say,
he was supposed to be the next Larry Allen.
He was. And just bring him in and plug him in. So it just kind of depends on how the coaches start to fall in love with certain guys' work ethics over the summer. But I thought this was good stuff from Connor Riley. Very, very well spoken and very, you know, pleasant but commanding presence up there talking to us. And the big question is going to be on Tyler Guyton. Is he going to be a Mozzie Smith? How do you turn that around? And so he was asked, what do you think about Tyler Guyton and his future here in Dallas?
I see a tremendous, tremendous talent who has not, quite honestly, been playing offensive line. And the sky is truly the limit for a young man like that. And there's going to be a process that's going to be involved with it. There's going to be a lot of hard work that's going to be involved with it. He and I are just getting to know one another, but he has a tremendous skill set.
Is part of it switching the right tackle when he switches over to the left side?
Yeah, I think that always presents some challenges. But even if you look at him from his high school into initially going to TCU, he was playing tight end, and then any time that when a coaching change occurs and you do transition from one school to the next, there's that whole next learning curve as well. So I think he's a tremendous, tremendous young man in my interactions with him, and I'm really excited to get to work with him.
And that's something that I think hasn't been pointed out enough, is that when people are trying to say, like, just move Tyler back to the right side, he'll be better there, he'll be more stable, it's like that right side was still, it's not like he spent 15 years playing football in you know, middle school and then up through high school and into college and has just been a right tackle, and now you're asking him to change that. This is a position he just took up a couple years ago too, because like he pointed out, he was playing tight end, and so I think they felt like they're projecting out more. Does he have the footwork to play left? Does he have this? And he does. It's more about just honing it. I mean, we talked about it after the draft last year. I didn't anticipate Tyler Guyton was going to have a great rookie season. Because I think he's going to have a good career, because I think he's got the skill set to do it. But it was going to take time to mold it and put it together, because he's still very raw. And Connor Riley is a guy who's been in the Big 12 before and had experience with those kind of guys and is familiar with Tyler Guyton from those games. I think he's got a pretty good idea and a pretty good handle on what type of player he is, more than some of these other coaches that are just coming in.
Is replacing a guy like Zach or any player with just, oh, we think we can get by with somebody that we already have, is that not like kind of going on the cheap?
Well, what are you doing with the rest of your resources?
Well, that I mean,
you
want
to go and spend on something big, then you are going to have to settle somewhere else.
You will.
Who's the guy that can get by?
Huh?
Like, who are you thinking about in terms of a guy that can get by?
Well, you said, you know, you think they can get by with, was it Hoffman. Moving over there? Okay, sure, I'm sure they can, but, like, you know, you're going from one of the best to ever do it to a guy we think we can get by with. I don't know, you know what I mean? It's just like, it just...
Hoffman was better at guard last year than Zach Martin was.
Is there nobody at 12 that can do the job?
I mean,
that would be like let's seamlessly move into the transition.
Kelvin Banks at Texas. Does Will Campbell from LSU get down there? Like, I mean, there are guys who can play guard, but you've got a lot of needs. Hey,
Jerry would say you're going to have to apply. We're going to have to get by somewhere on your football team. So if you draft Zach's replacement at 12, you're going to have to get by with Jalen Tolbert. You're going to have to get by with Mozzie Smith. You're going to have to get by with somewhere on your team.
I guess what I'm saying is, sorry, the O-line to me is far too important. I could get by with a defensive player somewhere.
Okay.
I'd much rather get by.
I like
the way this team is. I mean, the way this team has been over the last, you know, 15 years. I mean, they really have shown they need a pretty dominant offensive line to succeed.
Yeah, I get you don't want to cut corners on protecting your quarterback right. And opening running lanes. I totally get that. I think that there's a case to be made that
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody can be a better unit player than they are an individual player. Like, okay, Brock Hoffman may not be on his own the top tier guard or anything else, but he plays with a certain tenacity and a certain edge and things like that, that within the group of those five, the line plays better. They just, they tend to play better, even if he's individually not their best interior guy. So we'll find out how much they like Bass versus Richards versus Hoffman versus just getting something else from the outside. Cause whenever a coaching staff changes over, you got to go, are you their guy or not? Cause that's something that we have to figure out and drill down on. Big key here is going to be physicality. That's something that Brock Hoffman definitely brings to the table. And Connor Riley says that's a top line item, is that this needs to be a more physical football team.
I think it's very well known that we need to have a physical identity, and we need to have the want to, and the grit that it takes to play that particular position. So the mentality is, and I was talking to a few of the guys yesterday, we are going to control the controllables, okay? How well we communicate, how hard we play, how physical we are. Those are things in my mind that we are 100% in control of, and that's the mentality that I want to go into this with.
And that's every single one of them, more than in the past when they've brought in other assistant coaches. A lot of times when you bring in assistant coaches and they start talking about things, they'll tell you about different things they like with bend, or like last year when Zimmer came in, they were talking about size on the interior and different things like that. This was every single one of them repeating physicality, toughness, run. And
there's
it's a little bit of a basic line, but it's clearly a concept that when you hear all of them talk, it's an issue of like, if you are loafing, you're not playing for me. Like there's a little bit of that sense, I think, from these guys. I kind of wonder if that's why they went and dipped into the college pool this time around too, is because some of those guys who are trying to get it out of young players to begin with, and got to be a little more rah-rah and things like that. So what does his ideal offensive lineman look like? This is what Cowboys offensive line coach Connor Riley said.
The measurables are always the first thing that everybody wants to talk to. But what is the makeup of that particular person? You know, how tough are they? How physical are they? What kind of grit? When I'm sitting there watching film, okay, how do they finish? Are they stopping and watching, or are they covering down to the football? That's something that's really important to me. You know, I tell guys all the time, the value, the measurement of value to this football team is going to be how close you are to the football, okay, when the play is dead. And that is something that, again, is so controllable. And, you know, yes, absolutely, you got to have a particular skill set. You have to have the measurables. You have to have the athleticism, all those things. But we cannot overlook what the makeup of that person is.
I love that. I haven't heard that before. I'm sure defensive coaches have talked about it. Not an offensive line coach. We're going to measure and partially grade you on where you end up close to the football.
Yeah, and that's saying, I want you out front blocking. I want you getting to the second, third level. I don't want you just saying, all right, my job's done and I'm hanging out here. They want these guys being just run. The GPS numbers that Mike McCarthy was always going, they just going to shred those papers. They don't even want to see what the numbers are because they just want to run them, for lack of a better term, run them into the ground. They just want to, like Aaron Whitecotton said the other day, I want you to sprint to the ball till your lungs are on fire, and then I want you to line up and I want you to do it again. And that's the kind of mentality that they're all. It's feeling to me, and I don't say this in any sort of a way that will make fans go, oh, great, we're getting this again. I'm not saying this. It sounds a lot like the way the Garrett era coach and staff talked about process and culture and, you know, effort and how they're really placing an emphasis on the control, the controllables, like he just talked about. That is definitely a Garrett staff type of line, which there's wisdom to it.
There was I didn't have a I liked Jason. I thought Jason was a good enough coach. Like he was
a good leader.
Yeah, he had a really good culture. Really, I thought he was a good leader. I mean, he wasn't this X's and O's genius that everybody wanted to make him out to be. But, I mean, I thought, you know, Jason ran a good program.
Another cut here. Tyler Smith, obviously, is the next in line in terms of the offensive lineman for the Cowboys. They hope that he's the one that will take the mantle and move forward as a Zach Martin type, is the hope. He was asked for his early impressions of studying Tyler Smith's tape here in Dallas.
When you look at his the physicality, the athleticism, his change direction, you know, when Tyler hits something, it moves. Okay, that's one thing that I do know. It moves. So, and had an opportunity to meet with him the other day, and just a fantastic, fantastic individual. And we discussed, you know, there's some dominant things that he's doing right now, and there's a few things that he could probably tighten up. That, boy, that becomes pretty exciting.
I like that he's already first introduction coming to him with just, hey, this is what I think you do really well, and this is some stuff that I think I've seen that you might be able to do a little better, and we can work on these things. And a lot of times you'll hear these coaches, Zimmer said it when he got hired here, haven't even gotten around to Mike yet, haven't even looked at him yet. We'll get to that down the road. A lot of these assistants the other day were saying, haven't really gotten a chance to do that. It sounds like Connor Riley was a little different, that he, when he took this job, was, I'm going to know these guys and get a study, because he already had feedback to provide for them. And it makes me feel like we're going to see a little bit more of the nastiness to the offensive line, just the way that he's talking, the way that he's wanting to do things. Feels like we're going to return to that identity, I think, in that makeup, which is necessary in the run game.
I hope.
Last cut here, he was asked, because I think we're all curious about this, when these guys are coming in here and they're interviewing for these jobs, what was Brian Schottenheimer telling them, hey, this is what we're trying to build here, and get a sense of that?
Don't talk about the I word. No. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to with Dallas Cowboys football. Like, it is a breach of code to talk about any type of identity of what you want to be. It was with Garrett, was with McCarthy, so don't be bringing up this word here.
Well, Brian Schottenheimer communicated the identity to Connor Riley, and then Connor Riley told us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Coach Schottenheimer's talked about it. And it's going to be a physical identity. And, you know, he's made it very clear that we have to win up front. And we have to win up front on both sides of the football. And then along with that, how do we take advantage of that physicality in utilizing play action game and getting the ball in the playmaker's hands?
Marty Ball, baby.
If he's telling you got to win up front on both sides of the ball, I think you can start narrowing down. You might be thin on both sides of the ball in the trenches. How are you? You might start needing to look in the draft. All right, taking a defensive lineman in the first round, offensive lineman in the second. Like, I think those are the positions. Trenches is going to be a big focus, I think, for them.
If every year you draft two offensive linemen, three offensive linemen, or two defensive linemen with your first four picks, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I love that.
You'll be stable, you would think, at positions of, you know, premium importance.
It's like a day three quarterback. Like, you want to throw a pick at that every now and then, just to have that lotto ticket or to have that depth, perfectly fine for it. It's just, I think when we played Eberflus yesterday.
How about we throw a first round pick at a quarterback soon?
Okay. We played Eberflus yesterday. We just played Connor Riley here. I think what we need to have our eyes on when we're in Indy is the offensive lineman and the defensive lineman, because I think that's likely where their first two picks are going to go. Barring a massive talent falling to them at 12.
It's the expressway. That means we are commercial free. We will be in Indianapolis to scout all those big fellas up front starting next Wednesday. The only show in the Metroplex, not only heading to the Combine, but double coverage. Combine and Surprise Arizona for Rangers spring training.